Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home. We are brought to you by Walk Hill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, Route 299 West in New Paltz, walkhillviewfarmmarket.com, Catskill Native Nursery, Gardening for a Better Environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at catskillnativenursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. And yes, I don't know, it's always time to spray, I think. It's just... Yeah, if you like your stuff, keep it sprayed. Today, John Ferrante is here from Walk Hill View Farm Market. He's out there growing all the veggies and the strawberries, which they just started harvesting. I love doing the garden show because I always learn something new. And now I've learned that I want a hanging basket of strawberries. What a great thing. I mean, if you're going to take care of a hanging basket, might as well have something you can eat. Because I don't think there's any cherry tomatoes that I know of that you can grow in a hanging basket yet. Uh-oh, John's shaking his head. Yes, there is. Okay,
Yeah,
Johnny.
along with the baskets of strawberries, we also have baskets of cherry tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is, we've been growing those for a while now, and I think that they're probably more popular than the strawberry for that exact reason. I mean, it's just nice. You can put it on your deck porch and have something to snack on throughout the summer.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I can only imagine my squirrel would be in heaven. You
Yeah,
know,
climbing around.
just they're so good. Okay, so you're growing and you also have available 4 packs of stuff.
Yeah, 4 packs of vegetables. We're pretty well stocked right now, and because it's like we were talking about earlier, is it's not too late to get things in the ground. I mean, we could still be planting tomatoes for the next month or so, and you'd still have enough time to get harvest in before the first frost.
And I think that's like a really important thing to remember about tomatoes. I remember sitting at having a cocktail at a bar, and the bartender was talking about how that year she'd gotten her tomatoes in like really late. And she decided it was a really good strategy because she was harvesting them really late. That's sort of the deal. It takes, you know, a certain amount of days from start to finish.
Yeah. So when you put it in the ground, one of our starts, right, that's in a 4-pack plant, it's usually about 60 days until harvest, 60 to 70 days. The later you plant, usually you can gain a couple days, right? If you were to plant right about now, rather than on the 1st of May, it's warmer, you have more degree days, so the plant comes a little bit quicker. But you really don't want to plant towards the end of June. Is you're starting to get into that's going to be a little tough to get. So you might get something off the plant, but it's not going to be as much as what you would have hoped for.
But I mean, now, even in, you know, for the next week, it's just
Oh,
prime time.
yes.
Because if you plant, the ground was really slow to warm up this year, I think.
Yeah, it was kind of a late spring, but now, I mean, it's like we're full in it now. It's great weather for planting.
Okay, so your tomatoes are in.
Yes, yeah, our first planting is in.
So what? Who do you plant? Who are the best growers, do you think?
Of tomatoes?
Yeah.
So a variety that we plant that does really well is now I'm blanking on the name. Well, we have Celebrity, but I like the heirlooms. Any of the heirloom tomatoes, I think, at least and for a home gardener, are going to be best. So your Brandywine, yellow Brandywine, Cherokee, San Marzano, any of those tomatoes, I think that they produce really well at home.
And the flavor is wildly different in tomatoes, I think. You know, I think that it's always really kind of nice to have like 4 different kinds of tomatoes.
Yeah, it's always good to plant more than one variety, right? One that will stagger in their maturity usually. So that's what's important. But then also just having that nice looking color on the plate, right? Different colors in a tomato salad, or when I, you know, cut slicing them on a sandwich. It's nice to have that.
So what's your favorite?
My favorite, one that we grow that we save the seed every year is called Kustrali that we sell at the market. And I know it's a weird name, and I don't know. We've tried looking at this, try to find that seed again since but we've been saving our seed on that variety of heirloom tomato for probably 10 to 15 years now, and it's got good disease resistance. We sell it at the stand, I believe, in our four packs or in our dollar pots or whatever size it is.
Great. So
Yeah.
you could get that. You could get John's favorite tomato.
Yeah.
And what is it? Is it like,
It's close to it's a traditional beefsteak. I mean, it's a large red tomato that just has a nice flavor, texture, and slices well.
yeah, slices well. That's a secret, I think. Sometimes. But that has to do with harvesting too, I think. I mean, you don't want to harvest them too early or too late. So how do you go about harvesting tomatoes?
So what we do on the farm, right? You want to harvest it. You definitely want the tomato to be turning red. You don't want anything to be on the green or even pink, right? It needs to be starting to be red. If you wait for the tomato to be completely bloody, bloody red on the plant, that's the best. That's what we do for our heirloom tomatoes. But you're going to have more loss, just due to cracking and weather. But if you have where the tomato is, let's say 75% pink or red, right? Very little green, and you bring that inside, let it sit on your counter for a couple of days, the flavor won't be affected at all, but the quality of the tomato will be at its highest.
Because I think that's one of the things. It's like you have to kind of stay on top of tomatoes. So you guys are out there probably every morning, just like when tomato season comes, just like getting them first thing is, I
Yeah,
would imagine.
you have to go over the whole field, or the whole patch or what the couple plants at least every other day, every couple of days. And if you want to make sure that you're not letting some starting to get overripe, which can start causing issues, right? If a tomato gets overripe on a plant, then it might start dripping or oozing and onto the one underneath it, and then brings
Yeah.
pests, disease, all sorts of different things.
So do you harvest them? Is like morning better than during the day, or does it really matter?
I don't think it really matters too much. On the farm, we usually harvest once the dew has come off the plant, which is a disease, reduction method. So you're not, potentially moving the wet plant throughout, wet disease if there is any in
Oh,
the
that's
patch
smart.
throughout. But it's also just like tomatoes. I don't know if you've ever noticed when you're with tomatoes, your hands get kind of all full of the tomato. The leaves are very kind of have the oily or whatever you want to call it. And then if it gets wet, it will track onto the other tomatoes. So then it just kind of looks, won't look very nice at the market.
Okay, so wait till the dew's off of them. There's nothing like harvesting a tomato midday that is just like they get so hot. I mean, they really, really absorb a lot of the heat, and they ripen really fast. So keeping an eye, you've got to keep an eye on them. Don't go on vacation.
Yeah, if you bring a hot tomato inside the house and it's already red, it's going to ripen very quick once it gets inside.
Yeah. And I've found that there are better cooking tomatoes than there's other tomatoes, but really you can cook any tomato in the world, So if you end up with a big box of all kinds of different tomatoes that you've grown, you can, I just cut them up, put them in the oven with some garlic and roast them for like 4 or 5 hours and just let them all caramelize. And they're great. You don't have to just like say, oh no, this is not a sauce tomato. I can't make sauce.
Yeah, any tomato can make. I mean, if it's homemade in your own kitchen, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I love that. I love the end of summer when you can go to a farm stand and get like just a case of tomatoes. Who knows what's in there? And you just sort of, take them home and cook them if you don't have time to, grow them or the space. I do no-till, gardening, which is really tomatoes particularly seem to really like that because they don't they you don't have to water them as much, I think, because they're mulched, and so they don't seem to get so mildewy.
Just from
So
not having to add a lot of
yeah,
irrigation
just
stuff,
like
right?
because
Watering.
yeah, and I would imagine that we should talk about like overhead watering versus like ground watering, because overhead watering is a weird sort of thing too. But we have to take a quick break. John Ferrante is here from Walpole View Farm Market, and they're in New Paltz, and they've got stuff growing and they've got starts so that you can get some plants and grow your own, and then get some of theirs too. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Northern Duchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants we grow are the plants we sell. On the back roads of Rhinebeck, ndbgonline.com. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.